isn't it great, though, how when we get into the spiritual realm and start to think of how things tie together, how finances, children, all these things can come together in the same discussion. And I think that's just part of the beauty of the Word and how God has created everything. So we go to this idea of stewardship, and I just spent quite a bit of time actually doing a deep study on stewardship, so that kind of brings us to this topic today. But stewardship is just simply the job of of managing someone else's resources for their benefit. And we can trace this all the way back to the beginning of time in Genesis 1 when God created the world, and then he handed it over for Adam and Eve to manage, and he gave them instructions on how to manage that. And just as he handed all that over to them, and they didn't have any ownership of it, basically Scripture tells us the exact same thing about our position. We don't actually own anything. We're just stewards of it, and our children are one of those things. So Psalm 127 says, children are a gift of the Lord. So while it may not always feel like it, parenthood is a stewardship role. Our kids are really God's, and we're just stewarding them on his behalf, and the instructions we've been given is to bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. So we go back, even back to Adam and Eve again, and we look back at that time. God told them to multiply and to fill the earth. And what he was doing was he was giving them children, and those children would be additional image bearers. And their job was to raise up those kids to know God and glorify him. And that's still our job today. As we're raising our children, what we're doing is fulfilling that task of multiplying, raising up additional image bearers who will know God, who will serve God, who will take the gospel to all nations and multiply themselves and continue on this task of stewardship.
You know, I love that we are looking at raising our kids through the eyes of stewardship, Brad, because, you know, I think too quickly we just hear that word and we apply it to money and not the other things that God has given us, especially the people in our lives. So we acknowledge our kids are gifts from God to be stewarded. And once we've got that down, what do we need to keep in mind as we raise them?
Yeah, so once we understand this idea of stewardship, we can now start to understand, okay, what does it mean to be a good steward? What is our goal? And 1 Corinthians tells us that it is required of stewards that they be found faithful. So that's our main goal here, is we want to be faithful. So we want to steward our children and raise them up according to God's instructions and be faithful in how we care for them. So ultimately what we're trying to do is we want to disciple them by living out a faithful life. And one of the things where I see, especially in our culture, that we fail at is that we don't keep our priorities in the order that God has given them to us. So what I constantly see is that people are placing more of a higher importance on their children than they do the other relationships in their life. And the relationship priorities that God has given us is God first, spouse second, and then children. And sometimes that's hard to grasp, but when we really look at it, what we're trying to do is set that example in how we raise our children, and we want to model up that faithful life. So we're teaching them about God, we're teaching them about a husband and wife relationship, and then ultimately we're investing in them as well. But when they see that model playing out, ultimately we're raising them up to now be those faithful image bearers that are then going to be able to steward their children.
Well, Brad, you talk about how part of being a good steward involves having a contingency plan in place. So what about estate planning? That kind of makes me think about my future. What are some of the things that I need to consider when it comes to caring for my kids if I'm planning out estate and will and things like that?
Yeah, and when we hear the word estate plan, most people are going to think just the financial side of it and how do we financially care for our children, but it's much more than that. So we're talking about our main goal here is to faithfully raise our children as God wants us to and to be image bearers that can then take the gospel to the nations. And as we understand that, we need to realize that, you know what? We're trying to raise our kids in that way now, but what if we're not here to do that? Who's going to step in and care for our kids spiritually when we're not here to do it personally? So it's so important that we make sure that we think about that idea of guardianship. So if I'm not here to raise my kids and raise them up to know God, I want to entrust them to somebody else that's going to have that same goal in mind. And That's where estate planning comes in from the standpoint of raising our kids. Yeah, we want to care for them financially, but we first and foremost want to make sure that, again, this goal is to raise faithful children. So let's make sure that that's part of our estate plan as well.
Okay, we're looking at it spiritually, but what about providing for them financially, Brad, in the estate plan? What do we need to be aware of there?
Yeah, and obviously financial care is one of those things, and I'll talk about it from a couple standpoints here, but especially if we're leaving behind young children, we need to make sure that we remember the wisdom of Proverbs 20 that says an inheritance obtained too early in life is not a blessing in the end. So with much of our financial life and much of life actually across all borders, it's an effort in balance. So while we're wanting to provide for our kids, we also don't want to ruin our kids by heaping too much wealth on them at an early age or even steal that desire to work. So something in the middle may look like leaving them enough to provide a college education for them. So finish out their development in their early years and then give them a financial blessing to get them started early in life. Or even if your kids are grown, it might be a situation where you leave them a financial blessing. It's not too much, or, you know, sometimes we even know that wealth can be harmful to our kids if they can't manage it properly. So we have to take each one into account and just think of, am I actually helping them or am I hurting them, rather than just that default of wanting to leave all of our wealth to our kids.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, Brad. I was just going to say that is so important because, you know, kids can take for granted when they are given money from such an early, early age, right? It's, you know, Christmas gifts or birthday gifts, and they get the money and they want to immediately spend that. It's hard to really prepare them for if they were to get a large amount of money and some type of windfall for, you know, like that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I was just going to take this back to the spiritual side of it again.
Yeah.
We're trying to raise our kids to glorify God. And if we're focused on the financial side of it, and if we heap too much wealth on them, we may actually be destroying some of that. So one of the things we're wanting to do is raise our kids to multiply and have the ability to spread the gospel as well. And this just reminds me of the legacy of Timothy's mom and his grandma that we see in 2 Timothy 1:5. And Paul is saying that he remembers the sincere faith of his grandmother and his mother, and it now dwells in him. If we want a legacy that's going to last well beyond us, it's not a financial legacy that's passed down through the years. It's a legacy of stewarding the gospel and stewarding that through our children. And that's a legacy that will well outlast us.
You know, my son has already rested assured, Brad, that I'm not about to heap a lot of wealth on him because I don't. It's not going to be a problem in my estate plan. He gets my
not
pop bottle cap collection.
Wealth. You're passing on the wisdom of knowing God.
There you go, man.
That is it. Hey, I appreciate this perspective today. Seriously, Brad, as always, appreciate you joining us to share these things. And do want to point people in the direction of your website. And I know we tend to ask this toward the end of the year because people make New Year's resolutions and maybe budgeting and your finances is something that you want to get under control. And Brad, you've got great resources on your website, including your boot camp series. Just share a little bit about that before we let you go.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And it's just like our discussion today. There's a spiritual component that underlies everything, and that's more important than just the financial details, but the financial details do matter. And so that's the course that I designed. It's called Financial Boot Camp. You can find it on my website, investingintruth.com. And if you click under the link, I just take you through a progression from the beginning to the end, and it starts with things like this, that God owns it all, and then how are we to manage that, and then gets into the details of how do we budget, how do we decide how we spend our money, how do we get out of debt, and then on into giving and saving and the other aspects of life and how we apply and glorify God in everything that we do.